Blog Talk Radio.
I hear the song was singing. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Another exciting edition of Santa Now and the Future with his economic empire on South America. Today's date is November 22nd, 2017, and I'm your host, Ronald Bassey. And the slogan for our show is, if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. And the show is sponsored by the following: the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, which serves as an economic blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation companies. To address the high energy costs at our historic HBCUs, to utilize black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses, to develop initiatives, to develop capacity for under and underprivileged young black men and women. We're also sponsored by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF, HBCU, Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can find more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at www.positivechangepc.com. That's www.positivechangepc.com. And you can click on our GoFundMe page and you will see the information that we have because we're working right now trying to syndicate this show over the HBCU radio network, which is affiliated with Sirius and the Howard Universities for our radio station. So all that information is there. We're also sponsored by Scott Communications, specializing in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional, newspaper production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, editing and publishing, publishing bureau management. The contact person there is Dr. Gwendolyn Staten-Bethay, and she can be reached at www.scottcommunicationsnetwork.com. Now that we've been able to take care of that aspect of our show, we would like our listening audience, those of us who normally come on board for this exciting journey every week on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact, you know you can call our call-in number at 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646
not believe. And please remember, you have to press 1 on your phone pad after you dial the call-in number. But we have a very, very exciting edition for you today. Today's show, we will explore two of the most precious minerals that will be the actual background of the renewable energy revolution. And this mineral, two minerals, are referred to, one is referred to as blue gold in the commodities marketplace. That mineral is known as cobalt. The other mineral is known as lithium. Now, when we begin to look at this renewable energy revolution, this cannot place technologies that we have today cannot take place without what we call the storage component, which are the batteries. This is a very, very, very important show because we will look at the political implications of these precious metals, where they are located on the world stage, and how corporations are lining up. Matter of fact, investment director of Pure Energy Trader, Mr. Keith Knowles, recently published an article that went on to say, it's been found inside of the tomb of King Tut. And now the largest and most valuable companies in the world are scrambling for it, including Apple, Microsoft, Toyota, Tesla, Ford, General Motors, Samsung, and many more. God, blue gold. The mysterious blue metal is used in magnets, aircraft engines, high-tech turbines, and even for cancer treatments. But the risk is rallying, driving demand for its massive surge in production of lithium batteries. These batteries will power smartphones and even your laptop. Now, but they also power electric cars, home trains, submarine battleships. Even the entire power grid depends on this mineral. These batteries form the backbone of the American newest energy revolution, with Elon Musk, the CEO of the Tesla Motors, at the center of it all. This massive $5 billion battery factory located in Nevada desert, known as the Gigafactory, will produce more batteries in a year than ever produced in the entire world in just five years earlier. As Elon Musk recently said, a little bit of lithium in the battery, but the salt of this is just the salt of the salad. Currently, the United States produces less than 1% of the world's total blue gold supply or cobalt box supply, and the mainstream press is starting to catch on. Bob Dice coined a publication called AllPrice.com says, there's a new mineral in town, and it's bigger than lithium and hotter than any other commodity on the market right now. The Washington Post, because there's a mass scramble for cheap blue gold or lithium. Now, for our listening audience, I want you to understand that both of these are located in the following countries. And this is why we have to, as we say, drill down and look at where these precious minerals are produced. The top lithium producing countries in the world
Australia leads the world in lithium production, followed closely by South Africa and the country of Chile. And South Silver Fight Metal Lithium is a part of the alkaline metal group. It is highly reactive and flammable due to the high reactive activity. The hardening occurs in free states in nature and is always found from in its compounds. After the Second World War, lithium production experience a boost due to technology advances and mineral springs brings pools of brine deposits. Then the metal is produced through electroanalysis with a mixture of lithium chloride and potassium. Australia is the world's leader in lithium production. Australia has green business, which is the world's largest known lithium reserve. Companies are also looking at starting lithium production at Mount Catlin in Western Australia. Unlike Chile in Australia, most lithium is found in the brines below the surface of the salt flats. Australia reacts lithium from the traditional hardcore mines and exports a portion of its tonnage to China and other Asian countries. Okay, now this gives you a clear picture of where this place mineral is found in terms of the leading nations on the country, how they rate. This is a 2013 lithium production countries that lead the world in lithium production. Right now is Australia with 13,000 metric tons that they produced in 2014, Chile with 12,900 metric tons, China with 5,000 metric tons, Argentina with 2,900 metric tons, Zimbabwe with 1,000 metric tons, Portugal with 570 metric tons, and Brazil with 400 metric tons. Now, this is very key when we begin to look at the politics of these metals. And before we go into the political aspect of this, I'd like to give you a rundown on the other countries that are the leading producers of cobalt. Okay? Cobalt, top 10 mining countries in production of cobalt, which are defined. But first, let me give you a little information on cobalt. Cobalt mining is hot and getting hotter. And here are the top 10 cobalt producing countries for 2016 based on the U.S. Geographical Survey Office. Cobalt mining exploration are flourishing beyond by the excitement of customers within the value of gigabyte factory. Now, what is very, very important for you to understand is that Tesla is building has already completed this building of this new gigabyte factory, which is located in Nevada. But the Chinese, they're building 2 gigabyte factories. The Japanese are building 1. Australia is building 1. So as we look and see how on the real estate, how these countries in the private sector is basically positioning themselves, these are the leading countries on the planet based on lithium production by the metric ton. the Democratic Republic of Congo mines production, mines 60% of the world's cobalt, 66,000 metric tons. The Democratic Republic of Congo is the world's largest producer of cobalt, accounting for 53% of global production, not 60%, 53%. The country has been the top producer of the metal for some time. The DCI's top 2016, the Democratic Republic of Congo was 2,000 metric tons compared to 2015. China ranks number two with mining production of 7,700 metric tons of cobalt. Canada is ranked three with 7,200 metric tons. Russia ranks fourth with 6,200 metric tons. Australia ranks fifth with 5,100 metric tons. Zimbabwe ranks sixth at 4,600 metric tons. Cuba ranks seventh with 4,200 metric tons. The Philippines ranks eighth with 1,500 metric tons. And Madagascar ranks 3,200 metric tons, and New Caledonia ranks 10th with 3,608 metric tons. Also, I'd like to share with our listening audience that Haiti, there has been very large deposits of cobalt discovered in Haiti, and this came about after the recent earthquake that went down in the geology just while studying the faults in Haiti, discovered that they had some very large reservoirs, mineral reservoirs of cobalt. Now, if you have a cell phone, if you have a laptop, and any computerized mechanism, you cannot run it without your battery being able to charge it. Without these two precious minerals, there is no technology revolution. So these two minerals serve as the basis of what the mad rush for world dominance in technology. This, when we begin to look at the political ramifications of these nations of color, when we look at Zimbabwe, when we look at Cuba, when we look at the Philippines, when we look at Madagascar, when we look at all of these countries, countries that are in Zimbabwe, Australia, other than Russia and Canada and China, on the cobalt side of this thing, we're talking about nations of color. And this is where the madness comes in with the political destabilization and politics around energy, as we know it. None of these countries have the technological resources without hard corporate investment in the mining of these mines. And we as African Americans need to be paying very close attention to what is going on in this arena. Now, as I was explaining to you, when we began to look at the information that was put out in the Pure Energy Trader, it went into more detail about the driving demand for massive surge in production for rechargeable batteries. These batteries, which will form the backbone of the electric car revolution. We're talking about Tesla's factories in California is projecting to turn out 500,000 electric vehicles a year. We're not even talking about the two minerals are also the main two components that are used in building solar cells that are used on the top of the cells. These precious metals have so many applications that anyone who gets in now is looking at those companies that will be mining these precious metals on a worldwide stage because of the power. We're living now with this technology. We're talking about charging station infrastructure. Well, without these metals, there is no need for EV transport or Tesla to be talking about. We have to build charging stations to charge vehicles because these batteries are the heartbeat and will be the heartbeat of not just America, but every industrialized country that's moving forward with renewable energy, which will give us an opportunity to try to bring down the carbon in our atmosphere, which contributes CO2 carbon and other things which are being put out by the burning of smokestacks and the production of energy in the so-called oil industry. But these precious metals are the key to this revolution. Now, America produces fewer than 1% of the world supply. And North America continent itself only produces about 4%. So when we began to looking at Zimbabwe, the Democrat Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and we as a people of African descent often have these discussions about how do we get involved? And Africa has all these minerals, yes. But what minerals are with it do they have? And what relationship will they have in terms of impacting one's livelihood? Well, let's be plain about this. If in fact you begin to look at the relationship of these charging, these two minerals are the actual backbone for the charging infrastructure batteries that we're going to be using and that we're using already, then we need to be getting up to speed as fast as we can, looking at who these companies are, finding out, contacting the these applications, the ministers of trade, talking to groups like the African Democratic Trade Association, which is headed by Brother Fred Adesina, who has a group called Democracy in Africa, which works with international trade finding out who these mining companies are in Africa, finding out how we can get involved in investing our dollars in these metals and getting in the game. This is an industry that's going to make the EV industry. How do we plug in? This gives us a niche that we can use as people of Africa to set to plug into a revolution that is here, that is coming, that is the backbone of this new technology, because without the battery storage component, we have nothing. And we're going to drill down and look at more issues surrounding these areas, and we're going to share with our listening audience a little more detail concerning these precious metals. Now, for instance, as I indicated, the Democratic Republic of Congo, which reduces the lives, reduces the war. We talked about the, according to the Mining Weekly, the DCR will receive increasing amounts of foreign investment in the coming years, much from China, as a result of its own production costs and high-quality metals. We're not just talking about companies that have this. We're talking about where the quality of the metals are, which are coming from the Congo. The cobalt mining is in the DCR has also been related to human abuse early this year after NASDAQ announced that it is temporarily stopped by cobalt mine in been mined in the Republic of the Congo. Now, NASDAQ, which most of us know, is a stock exchange, and they deal in commodities, and they purchase commodities. Now, they're going to stop purchasing this commodity. Yes. And they basically said to Tesla, well, you need to get your cobalt from other countries where they're not using carbon labels in these mines. We as African Americans need to be concerned about this issue. We need to be looking at the impact of this on our young African brothers and sisters who are on the continent, but we need to get feedback from our African brothers and sisters who are in the trade business about who are these companies that are using carbon work. And we need to be talking to our young people in our colleges and universities about where in the mind this precious matter and how they need invest to get a return. I'm quite sure China could care less about the child slave labor. Now, we have to look beyond just the dollar, but as the political impact of the destabilization of these countries and their leadership over this precious, precious metal cobalt. Now, many of us have discussed the issue of the $13 billion after the earthquake in Haiti that disappeared from the Clinton Foundation. And many of the issues surrounding this, that nobody's talking about these cobalt mineral reserves that have been found in Haiti. And people keep talking, Haiti is a country, there's nothing there. No, that's not the case. Now, when we begin to look at what the metric tonnage So we're talking about a metal that basically on the Arab motherland, the continent of Africa. And we as African Americans need to be looking into how do we benefit and how do we capitalize off of this EV revolution by being a smart. So this show today, which you know is called Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And by logging on to our website at www.positivechangepc.com, once again, that's www.positivechangepc.com, you'll be able to click on our news and events tab, and there you'll be able to get the information on Cobalt Investing. News, top 10 cobalt mining companies by production. And we have also a long listing of companies that are producing the cobalt. We've also gone a step further and provided a list of cobalt mining companies and cobalt stocks and their prices. This will give you an idea of what this thing and where it is right as we are doing this broadcast, as we said last week. So it's very, very, very difficult for me to get this information out of the airways anyway than this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. But I know this is going to have one hell of an economic impact. When you look at the fact that Tesla already has 400,000 reservations for orders for vehicles coming off of the production line. All of them will be powered by these lithium batteries. We need our people to get it on board with this. This information is something that I've passed on, and most of the time, many things just pass their right because we're so busy talking about things called, and I don't know, you know, I call them hollow days. That's what I call them. And everybody's entitled to their own belief system. But we're jumping up now talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. And as Brother Malcolm said, we didn't land on pillars of rock till the rock landed on us. And we're in one hell of an economic quagmire in this country. With the forthcoming of 35 of this administration. So this show is about the economics of solar, and this is the actual backbone of the driving force behind this entire industry of these two precious metals. And we need to be looking at how we get in the game of investment around these commodities. It is also there. That's the bottom line. Now, we're going to take a pause for the calls, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to switch gears just a little bit. But we're going to talk about this issue a little bit more, but we think that it's very, very necessary that this show be done today, and a lot of people are.
Life is a song worth singing. I can sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power.
what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome all back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ron DeFay, your talk show host of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, we're very much interested in getting this information out. Once again, people can join us by call up 646-660-2948. That's 646-660-2948. Please press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, and we'll be happy to bring you on into our studios, and you'll be able to join me right on the phone, the host of Solar Now in the Future, to discuss this issue. Because when we look at Zimbabwe, we look at what's going on in Zimbabwe, and we're looking at who's been under house arrest, the politics of this state. But a lot of this stabilization and this purpose is based on community resources that are different. And we need to be very clear that our people need to understand that one of the biggest imperatives of the African nations is that they do not have the sophisticated hardware, such as the generators and the building equipment to convert these precious minerals and to set up mining systems. And we need to have our people understand how we do these things. And with our members, our colleagues in universities, and we're talking about research, and this is going to be different. And you know what I'm saying? When we're talking about, we're not talking about millions of dollars, we're talking billions of dollars. This is the kind of money that this new technology revolution will bring. Then we can't have happiness without these two resources. So we need to be very clear of how we need to start positioning ourselves to take advantage of this. Now, as I was saying earlier, it happened to a number of experts about this precious metal when I said,
the
that we look at how we position ourselves and we can develop in these areas, because they are the actual backbone behind this whole industry. And as I said, we also have the mining companies listed also. As I indicated to you earlier, that we will consider specific things, change gears, but before we do that, we have to do that back to what we have to always do. We have to, what they said, we have to pay some bills around here. And as I said, this platform, serving out in the future with this economic impact on Black America, is brought to you by the positive change purpose of Cooperative LLC. And I'm not telling you this, we serve as a blueprint for economic self-reliance with solar and renewable energy companies, better and smaller, along with increasing market share for African American solar installation companies to address the high economic cost of energy at our historical Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black on farmlands, HBCU campuses to develop initiatives to exactly these types of solar farms, large-scale farms, to offset unemployment in these markets in which is areas where our HBCUs are, and also to serve as a overbase for employment for our young people who would be interested in getting into that aspect of the renewable energy area as PV installers. Also, this show is brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, HBCU, Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And I would be reluctant if I did not go more into detail. This show is specifically designed to give African Americans living in the energy industry, not just solar, but this energy industry, an opportunity to come on these airways and talk about what they do every day on their everyday jobs that make it possible for you to hit that light switch, turn that thermostat and get light and heat, and what roles real African Americans play. Now, we want a serious, serious role, because according to the American Association of Black Energy, we put out a report in 2009, we spent $31 billion, that's billion, for energy in the U.S., and over 1.8% of the jobs and 0.8% of the wealth. This has been another thing that I have drilled down on, and one of the things that we have had on this show is talking about workforce development and training. And we will be on November 27th at the Department of the Indian Environment. There will be a panel which will be talking about that area of jobs and economy in the District of Columbia. It's a dialogue with DOEE's community outreach piece. And on, as I said, November the 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at 1200 Fifth Street Northeast, and we're open to the public, and I seriously hope that our community in Washington, D.C., that members of the African American community will come out to that event and weigh in with your views on how you feel that education and what should be done with education and workforce development in that area. And when we begin to speak about that, also, I'd like to pass this information on that the Fort Wayne Career and Technical Education Center, which is Pentagon, Mr. Executive Records, Mr. Everett Pickett, their telephone number is 202-903-9068, and they're located at 1125 Neal Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. Now, their telephone number, once again, that number for the office is 202-332-8022, and their business hours are Monday through Thursday. In the daylight operating hours are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and their evening hours, Monday through Friday, are 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you're a D.C. resident and you want to earn your high school diploma or start a new trade, brush up on your skills, or ready to start your own construction business, then consider enrolling in the following curriculum, CoreLearning.HVAC. Electrical Wiring, Stationary Steam Engineering Plumbing, and the National External Diploma Program, NEDP. This program is being certified by the Department, D.C. Department of Public Services, and it is absolutely FIDE. Let's do it. That is tomorrow. Operators, if they do not get enough members from the community, sign up to take a course. So our people need to go and take advantage of this program while it exists. I have attempted to get Mr. Pickett out of the area in this show, saying the future with the economic impact on Black America, and have some of the instructors to talk about the program. But what happens in many cases, our people just don't get it. They're saying, tied up into what they do. Now, I understand you have an operation, but if nobody knows about it, and nobody knows about it, and you cannot get a consistent number of people coming and applying to take these courses, you cannot justify your funding because you don't have enough participation. This is what this show is about. Giving out information on why the program is that it will impact our community in the area of the program, but you have to have the training. DAEES, I said, will be moving forward with putting together a number of initiatives on November 27th. Also, I'd like to make this announcement that we will have on our next week's show, the 29th of November, one of the CEOs of Pentagon will be on the show. We're talking about some of the following issues. Back in March of 2016, a bill of amendment between Pepper and Exxon, which is the Exxon Corporation, making Pepper one of their subsidiaries. And Pepper DC happens to be headed by African American sister, very well known African lady, Mrs. Donna Cooper. But this is very, very promises to the DMV and community Washington, D.C. and Virginia. In fact, any number of 5 million for energy efficiency programs include 20% of lower low-income consumers. In addition to the direct consumer benefits, now the direct consumer benefits were, which was supposed to be doing, where there was supposed to be a $50 bill credit for all residential customers in Maryland, followed by a $50 bill credit 12 months later. So if you need to get out of heaven, you need to be part of the office of corporate office and consumer relations in that, $30 million for energy efficiency programs, approved 20% of low income consumers, $1.2 million to push this term, and $1.7 million to work from the Democrats to work this development development. So I would definitely have at home this issue kind of which agencies and which in the Weber County, in PG County, receive the funding, and where are these initiatives have to be out there, and where are people being decided that this workforce development training and the training that would be applied to the renewable energy sector. Planning to establish a green energy fund to stimulate investment in sustainable solutions. And I'm very, very much interested in that. Matter of fact, Maryland introduced legislation earlier this year to start a green bank in Washington, D.C., and they can do it on the east and west boroughs. They were supposed to be $5 million coming through from the health administration to go into this fall to establish this green bank in D.C. So I want to know how this funding will be used for initiatives to assist more African Americans in the District of Columbia Lower Valley Income get PV systems on their homes and how it's going to benefit us. That's the bottom line. You need to be on top of these issues because you can barely leave everybody else is. And this is not a handout because we pay utility bills too. $5 million worth of loans for development of the renewable energy projects in Montgomery County. A pilot program for Montgomery County and Prince George's County. We have 110 union workers in Maryland the first 2 years after the merger, and $6.5 million in contributions covering 10 years to non-NGOs that serve Maryland's most vulnerable residents. Now, this would be an area that we will be discussing next week. A new Twitter platform people. We need your support. We need you to go to our website at positivechangepc.com. www.positivechangepc.com. And I hope this show has been very, very informative. I tried to bring some information that we said we kind of already used that you can definitely use. And we get ready to sign off on the airways of another week. I'll settle down in the future with the second level to apply on Black America. And once again, this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purpose and Collaborative, the Black Sports Leverage Foundation, BCS, HBCU, Southern Radio Talk Show, the Michigan and Scotland Communications. We're specializing in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, branding, development, online editions, newspaper production, online editions, speech writing, book writing, and speech video management. You can reach Dr. Bruno Scott of the State by logging on to www.scottcommunications.com. And once again, as we close, the airways on another exciting edition of Southern Man in the Future for November the 22nd, 2017. And thank you for joining us here. And we look forward to hearing from you on our next show. And remember, our calling number is always 646-668-2948. And we will be looking forward to getting this show syndicated on the HBCU. you with your network and with the time you right there, we're going to get it there out so we can get this to the parents of our young and middle African American population. And thank you for joining us once again on the airways of Solar and the future.
Song worth singing, I can tell you, sing it. Life is a song worth singing, why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand, use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan, change it.